Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of dua, doing the various duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can see the beauty and the comprehensive nature of the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, covering the important aspects of a person's life, and after the person passes away, important aspects of akhirat, important aspects about pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, and being concerned about not entering into any type of displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the great concern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how we can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala also give us that mindset. Whatever we do, always check with ourselves, or check with someone that knows, if we don't know, that what am I doing at the moment? Am I pleasing Allah ta'ala, or is it displeasing Allah ta'ala? I'm going to a certain place, will I be pleasing Allah ta'ala by going to this place, or displeasing Allah ta'ala? If I'm going to watch a certain thing, will I please Allah ta'ala or displease Allah ta'ala? If we're not sure, better to stay away from something like that and do something that we're sure about that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that way, we'll be treading the safe path to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the path of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without going onto the path of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith, عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقول اللهم لك أسلمت وبك آمنت وعليك توكلت وإليك أنبت وبك خاصمت وإليك حاكمت فاغفر لي ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت زاد بعض الرواة ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua. Allahumma laka aslamtu wa bika amantu wa alayka tawakkaltu. That, O Allah, I have submitted myself to you. This laka aslamtu means that, O Allah, I have put myself completely into your obedience. Whatever pleases you, O Allah, I am prepared to do that. I'm completely submitting. In other words, I don't have any desires of my own anymore. O Allah, whatever you desire for me, I'm happy with that. Whatever conditions you desire for me also, I have submitted myself to those conditions. Whatever you path you have chosen for me, O Allah, I'm happy with that path. A person is making confession, he's submitting to himself to Allah, he's submitting himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what is meant by Islam. Aslama yuslimu. A person submits himself completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah wants me to do now, this is what I'm going to do. I'm a Muslim. I'm not going to do what I feel like doing. I'll do whatever Allah wants me to do. That is what you call submitting. So this first part of this dua, Allahumma laka aslamtu, Allah, to you have I submitted. Wa bika amantu, in you, Allah, have I believed. And the next part, wa alayka tawakkaltu, in you, Allah, I've put my complete trust. In you, Allah, I put my complete trust. This is something, unfortunately, that's missing also today. Is our trust is gone towards the bank manager. Our trust is gone towards this contact and that contact. Our trust should be in Allah Ta'ala. Yes, we'll use the means, but the trust, ultimate trust, Allah Ta'ala will take care of whatever I need, needs to be taken care of. We put our trust in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this is what this dua, this part of this dua is saying. Wa alayka tawakkaltu, O Allah, I put my trust in you. Wa ilayka anabtu, and O Allah, I have turned to you. Wa bika khasamtu, O Allah, through your help I dispute. In other words, if there's any dispute, any type of disagreement I have with anyone, Allah, it is with your help that I will go through this dispute. I will not depend, my yakin is not going to be on my attorney, my advocate, the judge, or some government person. My, through you, Allah, any disagreement I have, any type of problem do I have as far as any type of dispute is concerned, Allah, through you, through your help, I dispute. In other words, with you, Allah, I dispute. Not with Allah Ta'ala, but with the help of Allah Ta'ala, I dispute. This is what is meant by وَبِكَ خَاسَمْتُ وَإِلَيْكَ حَاكَمْتُ. And, O Allah, to you I have presented my case. Whatever case I've got, O Allah, I'm presenting it to you. In other words, Allah Ta'ala is the first port of call before a person goes to anybody else for any type of assistance and help. Allah Ta'ala is the first point he goes to. Therefore, وَإِلَيْكَ حَاكَمْتُ, Allah, I've presented my case to you. فَغْفِرْ لِي مَا قَدَّمْتُ وَمَا أَخَّرْتُ وَمَا أَسْرَرْتُ وَمَا أَعْلَنْتُ. وَاللَّهُ, you alone. So first this means, for this part, forgive me my future sins, my past sins. Forgive me my private sins, and forgive me my public sins. those sins that I have coveted privately, those sins that I have committed openly. Oh Allah, forgive all my sins. Now who is making this dua? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful dua. From the beginning it's showing complete trust in Allah Ta'ala, complete hope in Allah Ta'ala, complete submission in Allah Ta'ala, and then asking for forgiveness from every type of sin, whether it was a private sin, whether it was a public sin, whether it was a past sin, whether it was a future sin. And the next part of this dua, أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. O Allah, you alone can cause one to advance, and you alone can cause one to retrogress. In other words, we're asking Allah Ta'ala, O Allah, make us such, make it such that we are from amongst those that advance, and don't ever let it be such that we are from those that go backwards. We must always have the desire, and as far as deen is concerned, we want to always go forward, we don't want to ever go backwards. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, O Allah, you are the one that can put somebody forward, and you are the one that can send someone backwards. In other words, O Allah, make me from amongst those that go forward. And then, Zad Ba'd al-Ruwat, Imam Nawawi mentioned that some narrators of this hadith explained that after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would say this, La ilaha illa ant, he would add the words, Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah, that there is no might and there is no power except with Allah. What a beautiful dua. Starting off submitting to Allah Ta'ala, finishing off by confessing that there is no might and there is no power except with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, in Muslim Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, and in Bayhaqi. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.